morning sickness. Morning sickness.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Can't get enough of the Honey Bunch thing. I don't know why that's sitting in me.
You're a great sex partner. I really enjoyed what you put in your sauce box. That was fun.
Your sauce box.
Now, who wants a little ribbon candy or maybe some root beer barrel cookies? Because Daddy made some, huh? Would you like a little bit, Honey Bunch? Would you like a moon pie on the way out the door before you climb in your motor coach? 23 Skidoo, darling. I love every bit of it. He got a real nice set of door knockers, I got to tell you. And my pangwangle is thrilled with it. And you know I've got a lot of happy cabbage at the old bank. So
Wang Doodler?
The old cash warehouse.
About an otter pop?
Got my otter pops are too spicy, Brady. Again, you're crushing an old man's palate. Want a Necco wafer? I hear the kids love them. Honey Bunch, I want to buy you everything. Honey Bunch.
Try calling your wife Honey Bunch tonight. And just watch her face.
Hey, what's for dinner, Honey Bunch?
What did you just call me?
What happened to you, dick? I think that, yeah, Honey Bunch. Just weird. Old people.
Everyone has to do it tonight.
He was only 60 when it happened. She was 27. He's calling her Honey Bunch. You don't call 27-year-olds Honey Bunch unless you're their grandpa.
Oh, was that long ago?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that long ago. Okay.
Like early 90s, right? Mid-90s, I guess.
Whatever it was. You like that sweet talk, Honey Bunch? Do you want a potato? I'm at potatoes. Oh, I'm going to have to finish the sex act real fast right now because my red licorice that I made from scratch is almost done.
I cooked it in lard.
I did it in my lard. I made my lard licorice like an old-fashioned granny. Honey Bunch, you want a bite of my licorice? I didn't make the black. Not a fan of the blacks.
You got to stop by the general store before you...
Yeah, I'm going to hit the mercantile on the way home. It's a Honey Bunch. Just crushed me. Anyway, God damn it. I'm in on this stupid thing. We'll play Sharp Dick Man or whatever he called that and Larry Show after the entertainment.
Short.
Well, that's right. Every girl crazy about a sharp dick man. That's what I call it. It's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense training. Doing the corporate stuff, the seminars. You guys can arrange your own party if you want to do that. Get your workplace together and head on over there. Have them come to you and assess your situation and say, hey, we would like this and that. All you got to do is contact them, ReactDefense.com. They'll do all sorts of stuff up there at the House of Brews with you and coworkers. A little team-building exercise that keeps everybody in your workplace a little safer, a little smarter. Again, FBI statistic, the place you're most likely to encounter a crazy is work. Not my thing. Not trying to be scary, but you go there every day. It's the same thing they say about the car, the most... likely you're going to end up in a bad situation in your car because you're in it all the time. It makes sense. The most time you spend moving around with people you're not familiar with is work. So that's the one. So why not get everybody on board at work? You all at work have a fire escape plan. You all at work have a plan in case the, you know, the ceiling starts to cave in. That's not going to happen, but you're prepared for it. At least you hope it doesn't. Same thing with a nutbag, and we've all got an office Looney Tune. So keeping an eye on that guy is the best thing you can do. Get your office involved, head on up there and do that. It's fun, too, by the way, and you'll get in great shape and you'll find out all about it.
See that guy that pointed a gun at his pastor?
No.
Came right up to him as he's preaching, pointed a gun at him. They said the gun jammed and the deacon behind him jumped.
Wasn't that a while ago?
Him.
It was a couple weeks ago?
No, it was like 2 days ago or
was it?
Like that.
And there was another one where a guy shot a priest who was walking up to him. It's crazy. You never know when somebody's going to lose it. Have a plan. And that, I'll tell you right now, that's the weapons defense seminar they got coming in June is amazing. You can pick it all up. $199 a month of training. You get that weapons defense seminar right there included in it. That's a ton. For that price, you are not getting that anywhere else. Check it all out at reactdefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Sylvester Stallone is a serious watch collector, and he's selling 11 of his time pieces at an auction next month.
Yo, you know, when Brady says that, I mean it, like a serious watch collector. None of those funny ones with Mickey Mouse or anything. Only the serious watches.
One in particular is garnering a lot of interest. It's a rare Patek Philippe Grandmaster Chime.
Oh,
and it's the first one that'll ever be sold.
I loved him.
At a commercial auction. He bought it for $2.5
million. Didn't Grandmaster Chime do I Like Big Clocks?
And I cannot.
I like big clocks and I cannot lie.
The last Grandmaster Chime sold for $31 million to a charity. Stallone's never worn the watch. He's never even touched it. He considers it a work of art. It's the most complicated wristwatch ever made. He actually had to appeal to the company for the right to buy it.
Wow. What a great company.
What is it, Grandmaster what?
Grandmaster. No, I can't think
Chime.
Of it.
Chime. Patek Philippe, Grandmaster Chime.
What else rhymes with clock? This rap's going to get filthy.
All right, here we go.
But he's got, you know, 10 more watches to sell after that. And the reason why he was saying, he's like, I've had them for a while.
He's out
and I remember hearing from this guy that told him that he had this really expensive object. He's like, he gave him a necklace. He gave Stallone a necklace.
Uh-oh. Hey, yo, Sly, it's Frankie. Well, why don't I hand one of them watches over to me? You know, I sing some songs for you.
Hey, yo, you know, Frank, you know where to go when you're talking to me.
Oh, yeah, sorry. So, what do you think there, Sly?
Hey, now that we're in a better spot, you know, I don't want to give you one of my watches. That's crazy talk.
The Rock said Stallone is a stallion, means stallion. This is
the end. Oh, yo, Frank, you know, singing outside the door isn't going to help, man.
Come on, one of them watches.
He's got the full band.
He does.
Two, three, four.
Entrance music.
Hey, can I get three or four more of them watches for the band?
What are you, so crazy? No, I'm not going to give you my... I'm not giving anybody any watch. $31 million? My little brother, he needs everything.
Great song.
When I first,
there it is.
It's a watch.
And you have to ask the company to buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What an arrogant bunch of pricks they are, building watches you can't buy.
Right.
That's where Timex had them beat. We can't keep up with these Timex people. Maybe we should sell these things.
What, you out of your mind? These are not to be bought and sold. They are to be never seen.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Morning Sickness.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmerman dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Marvel is going to release fewer movies and TV shows
a
year in order to focus on quality.
Yay!
That's a first excited. For them.
Yes.
Focusing on equality?
Nice. Finally.
Well,
not equality. Quality.
No. That's
right.
What I'm saying, yeah.
But when you hear about it, Disney CEO Bob Iger says there'll be two TV shows a year instead of four and two or three movies a year instead of four.
To one less.
Oh, yeah. Big deal.
So a little bit, the quality will be a little better than four.
Can't be much worse.
Yeah. Look, their bar is low now. Has been for a long time.
Flava Flav says he'll sponsor the entire U.S. women's water polo team to the Paris Olympics because he's a girl dad and a supporter of all women's sports.
Flava Flav still got enough money to send the whole team over there?
Yeah, has he got that kind of jack anymore?
You heard somebody say girl dad?
Oh, no.
Brittany's right up in the house. I'm a girl dad.
Oh, no, you're not.
Hey.
Don't shut that so fast. By the way, I heard you guys talking about my little dick this morning, and I'll tell you what. It's not small, Brett. It's
a big got a song for you coming up.
Tell you right now, it's not small. You're going to play that stupid song, and I'm going to tell you right now, my dick is a lot like Holmberg's nose. It's huge. You guys didn't think I'd do it, did you?
The other thing Disney's doing, Disney Plus will stream Caitlin Clark's WNBA debut.
Oh, thank God.
Don't you think that'll be a lot of pressure on her? Because what if she, you know, start giving out the hard symbols?
It's too late if she can't handle pressure.
Have you
seen smack to
who
the other
she
ladies?
Has to play against?
Girls.
On her worst night, she's going to score 23 points against those idiots. Terrible basketball players they're putting her up against. Look, if you haven't set foot in a court and you're already the greatest player that's ever been in a WNBA game, it tells you something about who you're playing against.
Steven Seagal attended Putin's inauguration this week. He's still trying to finance a lot of films. Look at that.
He's just a weirdo.
Hairdo.
I got to hand it to Seagal on this one, though. He didn't waver. Like, he made friends with Vladimir. He's loyal.
You said about him. If you see those videos where, you know, I was telling about the films, a lot of the action that he does in the later ones, he's doing that just a wave of a hand. They're flipping
and
guys,
flip over.
Snapping bones.
But I said, what if that's real? Like, what if we're laughing at Steven Seagal, but all he has to do is
and he can
touch
just tweak you with
and
his
you,
thumb?
You start doing somersault.
He's the Jedi.
Yeah, it's just bunk. He's just got this method that nobody's listening to because we think he's crazy, but he's been training Putin the whole time, which is why he's still alive. That's crazy. All right. Do we Sharp Dick Man have to play? Do we have to do this?
Don't have to, but.
Don't have to.
I mean, it's Larry's show. What do we care?
I wouldn't play the whole song. It's pretty repetitive.
Just play a little bit of it. Just start it now.
Welcome to the late 90s.
I have to listen to it during sex, though, because it's very rhythmic. It keeps me on pace. She's clearly talking about Giuliani.
Oh, there it is. Cut out the good parts. They cut out not just the F.
It's coming up. Yeah,
yeah, the verses they haven't really.
Oh, no, I'm saying, yeah, but they're not even saying.
Yeah.
They're not saying the
dick. They are here.
Short man. They're not saying the dick part. Teeny, weeny, teeny, weeny, shriveled little short, short man. They just say short man. That's not worth it. That's like watching Casino.
It's a good power mix.
It's like watching Casino.
The Blazing Saddles is edited.
I want to see the TV version of that. All right, we're done. McFeely's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a grand Wednesday. Brett will be out in an hour and a half over at Carrington College on
23rd Ave.
That's what I meant. 23rd Ave and
south of Dunlap.
Dunlap area. He's going to be out there at noon today. Dice Clay tickets in his hand. You got all sorts of KUPD stuff, I believe. What was the other thing you had? Some other tickets. You got tickets like crazy.
I think diplomas.
I think Maiden.
That's right. He's going to be handing out degrees because,
you know, School of Hard Knocks is what Brett's going to be.
And? Just keep an eye on him driving around that side of the valley.
Oh, come on, that side, that's too easy.
Watch the news all weekend. I guarantee you.
You could have watched it today, this morning.
Nope.
I wasn't even out last night.
Guarantee you they'll find one by Sunday. Carrington
it's the
College.
West side, of course.
12 o'clock, 1 hour,
Castles
47
and coasters.
Minutes.
Oh, please.
Yeah, it might be pretty close to that. There's the canal.
It's a lot of ODs right there. Them zombies walking around.
He's already
there.
Got a cover.
Yeah, that's why he does it.
Go
say hi to Brett and look in the back of his car. We're done. You guys have yourselves a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. Hello!
It's out of control now. 98.